Drawing room over here.
Oh, hey, come on in. She's had number one singles, starred in critically acclaimed films, and has just been nominated for multiple ARIA Awards for the seventh year straight. So I think it's fair to say that Jessica Mauboy is one of Australia's best and best loved singers. She's returning to television screens in the second season of The Secret Daughter and has just released an accompanying album. So she's busy, but she's found time to hang out with me. Hello. Welcome to the drawing room.
Thank you for having me. Yes.
So
thank you for that amazing introduction.
Well, it's all true,
yeah,
right?
Thank you.
This has been fact checked. This
yes,
is all
absolutely.
True. So the second season of The Secret Daughter,
yes.
Was acting always part of the plan for you?
Not really. It was definitely one of the thoughts right back in the back of my mind. It just kind of came as an opportunity, my first ever feature film. You know, I loved kind of acting out stuff when I was a young kid. I'd pretend like I was, you know, a newsreader or, you know, something like that. Pretend I was in a music video, like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess, yeah, a little bit of acting there. That journey of film really began for me when I had the opportunity to star in Brand New Day with Rachel Perkins and her amazing ideas. Like, I remember talking over the phone with her and obviously having a sit-down meeting about exactly what, you know, I was going into and what I had to do, the process and method acting training and, you know, who was going to be a part of the project. And I think the thought of it was just so exciting because I looked up to a lot of the cast members that were casted for the film. Deborah Malman,
yeah.
Ernie Dingo, and Jeffrey Rush especially, Missy Higgins, who I'm a big fan of her music. And I remember that was one of my very first concerts, I think, apart from Yotha Yindi and Dr. G. But Missy was one of my very first, I guess, pop music, yeah.
And how do you juggle singing and acting? Do they fit together or do you keep them kind of as separate projects?
I try and keep them separate and as a separate process as well. When I, coming into film, you know, I definitely had to have professional support. Nadia Townsend was one of my first and getting into method training, just doing kind of, you know, embarrassing things that made me feel very awkward, I guess, kind of like more kind of body contact acting and ad-libbing, that kind of stuff, which I felt very ashamed of because I'd never done anything like it. But as I kind of, you know, had done the process and rehearsed quite a few times and really kind of brought the character to life. I mean, you know, not only Nadia Townsend, but I had Leah Purcell as well that worked like was able to work really, really closely and draw like true events from, you know, her past and her story, as well as kind of her future ideas and thoughts of bringing Billy Carter, the character in The Secret Daughter, together. Yeah.
You were 17 when you appeared on Australian Idol. Has it been hard?
Yes.
I mean, you don't know an alternative, so it's always a weird question. Has it been hard? Because, you know, you haven't had another life. This is your life. But
you've
come of age in the public eye.
Yeah, for
How
sure.
How have you managed that?
Yes, definitely in the public eye, you know, that growth has kind of just been put out there. When I think back, I kind of almost, because I've obviously kind of controlled the kind of personal stuff as well, which is, it just been a surprise because, you know, you always kind of, you know, see in the media or you kind of see someone's story like been leaked or, you know, out there and or because they've personally put it out there. I'm a very kind of, I'm really respectful in that place where whatever's kind of personal, I think I really take that process through my music. So whatever I kind of feel, I think I do it in a way that my music allows to tell me how I'm feeling at the moment or, you know, whether it's love or, you know, I think Never Be the Same was definitely a place, you know, where I felt my most down. Having been away from family, I wrote a song called Never Be the Same and it was for my third record called Beautiful. And it was really a time of really reflecting and being away from culture and being away from my family and being in a big city and being alone. I think my most vulnerable I've ever been and have ever written. So I think I really share those experiences through my music and I think I like to keep it that way.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. It's interesting you use that language and I've heard other people use it too, being away from culture.
Yeah.
How have you managed that now as you're older? Like, you know, you're not particularly old, but you are older,
yeah.
How do you kind of stay connected, but still, yeah. you know, you're exploring the world. You're taking on the world. You're taking on the rest of Australia.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, that comes with really keeping your family close. I think there's nothing better than really knowing yourself internally and spiritually and, you know, your abilities to kind of, for it to allow you to do what you love and what you want to do. I think for me, family does that, really brings me to earth and brings me right to the ground and connected. Yeah. But, you know, I get home as much as I can. I think that's what really allows me to continue what I love doing. I try and get back to Darwin up north. I was recently there, not for any celebrations, but to be a part of Dr. G's memorial. But I had a few days extra to also visit family.
Has the death of Dr. G had an impact on you?
A major. It is really sad to, I guess, someone that you've really had the chance and the opportunity to share that love of music and connect on that level. I mean, we always crossed paths at a lot of music events. You know, we always got to yarning and, you know, having a bit of a laugh and, you know, being cheeky, you know, at the back of the back of the room, just watching everyone. But we'd always laugh because we promised each other that one day we'd get into the studio and collaborate and work on music. Eventually, you know, time would pass and we'd see each other again and, we, you know, we'd be like, oh, it hasn't happened yet. And we'd just kind of giggle to ourselves and, you know, shake hands and, you know, and do the whole sitting there again and saying, oh, we'll do it. It was definitely coming around the corner. 2 weeks before he passed, we actually had the opportunity, and this was all, I guess, a part of the Secret Daughter movement and filming season two. And there was a moment where my character, Billy Carter, she leaves the city and she's kind of in a confused state, whether she should stay there or whether she should continue to move on. And I think at that point, she really wants to know by her father who, you know, where her family is, where's she from, where's her mum's family. And this particular scene, I felt there needed to be a song that Billy's reminded by her childhood. And Amazing Grace came to mind. And everyone knows that song. It's an iconic song about life and death and pain and hurt. And Dr. G had done his own version in Yolngu Mata, in his language from up north. And I'm in love with it.
I'm in love with it.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. And the idea was working with the producer, we just felt that was such a great moment that Billy kind of realizes that she really knows this world. She remembers it as a young kid and she remembers this song. And so connecting with Dr. G just magically happened. I guess it was fit perfectly, and you know he wanted to be on board. So did Michael. You know, his right hand man, his best friend, and we made it work. You know, he was down the line, I was in the studio, and he was taking me through the process of, you know, the right pronunciation of the language, and melodies and harmonies, and we were just, you know, throwing it back and forth, and it was such. I think in that moment I was like, what the heck? This is actually happening, and I had goosebumps, and you know, I had that blood rush through my body moment of, yeah, this is really happening, pinch me moment, really. And you know, 2 weeks after, we got the sad news, and yeah, he was
but you made it happen.
But yeah, it happened. Yeah.
On RN, I'm Patricia Carvalhos. Jessica Mowboy is with me in the drawing room talking The Secret Daughter, which she stars in, and the new album she's released for the show. Jess, we're going to hear Fallen, your latest single. Yeah. What's the story behind this track?
This story, it lives in, you know, two beautiful worlds. My world as an artist, musician. I had come 2 weeks straight off the back of Secret Daughter after filming for 4 months, and I just had this kind of urge to get back in and be the artist and be the musician and create some music. And I was working with Louis Schrull and Ivy and wonderful people, wonderful music people. And, you know, we just sat there and had this idea of, you know, writing this kind of love song, writing a love song about, you know, falling back in love again with this person you've been with for so long. But all of a sudden you're just reminded by this amazing person that's been there. And, you know, it just really kind of came to life. And then the idea of really collaborating it into The Secret Daughter and writing it in there was perfect, because there's a moment in the show where Billy becomes a woman, she becomes independent, and she's kind of gone on this journey of finding family, but also for herself. There's also, you know, this passion for finding love and a bit of romance for her. So this song really, you know, connects with two worlds, mine and as well as the character Billy Carter.
Let's hear it. This is Jessica Morboy with Fallen, and Jess is my guest in the drawing room.
So I try to find the reasons I should walk away, 'cause I don't wanna want you like I do. But I can't help falling for you.
That's Jessica Mowboy with Fallen, and Jess is my guest in the drawing room. Jess, I mentioned that this is your seventh straight year for an ARIA nomination.
It's so crazy.
Seven?
Yes.
Does it ever get old? You're like, oh, another ARIA.
You know, I'm always kind of nervous when it comes to ARIA nominations, you know, because this is a big year for any Australian artist that really represents themselves, whether it's themselves personally, whether it's you know, people that they're doing, that they love, that they're doing it for, whether it's the fans, you know, that buy the music, or the industry that you really want to impress. And I think for me it's really an acknowledgement, it's really respecting, and I'm really humbled. I'm really humbled that, you know, to have that recognition and by, you know, everything that I've done, you know, for the last 10 or more years, and really proud. You know, when I think of ARIAs, I feel very proud to be up there alongside, you know, really amazing talent. You know, also, you know, looking at the Hall of Fame of artists that have come before me, I think for me it's a powerful thing to have backing you, yeah.
And whenever I get a musical guest in, I ask them to bring in a song that's important to them.
Yes.
You've chosen a song, can I say, this is kind of spooky, that I listened to all the way walking in today. I walked to work today.
No way.
And I listened to Yothu Yindi the whole time. And now I'm speaking to you and you're choosing one of those songs. So I'm feeling like we're connected.
Yes.
You've chosen World.
World's
Turning.
Yeah.
Why have you chosen this song?
This song is pretty much, a story of my life, but it also symbolises my growth and my upbringing. You know, I think the person that I am, I really feel spiritually connected with this song in so many ways, growing up in Darwin and having seen Yothu Yindi, you know, play as a little kid at every, you know, Brown's Mart or Mindle Beach Markets, or, you know, the Darwin Festival, you know, would come around, and, you know, that dry season, musos would be out and Yothu Yindi would, you know, come to town, and, you know, everyone was there. So World Turning is such a celebrated, really positive song about, you know, whether it's a place, whether it's a person, you know, it lifts you, it makes you feel, you know, like you belong, and hope, and you never give up on that. You never give up on that love, yeah.
Jessica, you've been such a good guest. Thanks for coming
in. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Jessica Mowboy has been my guest in the drawing room. Jess is currently appearing in season 2 of The Secret Daughter, and the accompanying album is available now. Now let's listen to the song she's chosen, one of my favourites too, Yothu Yindi with World Turning.